From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Students are not slowing down in the fight for gun reform. They announced the launch of a new organization today that will keep the movement going. The organization is called 17 for Change, named after the 17 people killed during the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School. Ara Janssen is one of the student advisors of the organization. She's a 15-year-old at Pembroke Pines Charter High School.
This is what we are doing today. And we will do more tomorrow, and we will do more the next day until no man, no woman, no child, no American will ever have to live in fear of gun violence again.
Legislators were also present at the organization's launch. 17 for Change has a website where people can register as supporters and see a list of campaign contributions made by the National Rifle Association. Tia Amoy Roberts is a junior at Stoneman Douglas. She's part of a group of black students from the school who say their voices are not being heard, so they called a press conference today. Tia Amoy says she's proud of the work her peers are doing in the Never Again movement around school safety and access to guns, but the group says the same outpouring of public support was absent for young people in the Black Lives Matter movement who were also addressing the issue of gun violence.
The Black Lives Matter movement has been addressing this topic since the murder of Trayvon Martin in 2012. Yet we have never seen this kind of support for our cause, and we surely do not feel that the lives or voices of minorities are valued as much as those of our white counterparts.
Tia Amoy and other students say if the Never Again movement is going to be inclusive, its most visible leaders and the media have to recognize these disparities. Now, volunteers gathered today to dismantle the memorial items left outside of Marjory Stoneman Douglas since the school shooting last month. They sorted and organized flowers, letters, and other tokens into plastic bags and storage boxes. Carrie Cusano is one of the volunteers. She's also a teacher at Coral Springs Middle School.
I found a letter from a little girl at Coconut Creek Elementary School. It was thanking the teachers, for helping protect the children and help save the children. As a teacher, that was particularly moving to me. It was very sweet.
The items will be taken to Florida Atlantic University to a climate-controlled conservation area for preservation until plans are made for a permanent memorial. Visit WLRN.org for more details. A federal judge is ordering Governor Rick Scott and his cabinet to come up with a new system of restoring felons' voting rights. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker yesterday blocked the state's current system of forcing ex-felons to wait at least 5 years before they can vote. Mark Schlackman with the Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights praised the judge's ruling.
Clearly, the judge believes that there should be more clarity, more certainty, more predictability, and more access to the ballot.
Judge Walker did not lay out a new process or establish new time limits. He ordered the state's clemency board move forward with time constraints that are meaningful, specific, and speedy. Well, Miami-Dade County Public Schools wants to build housing units on school property and let teachers live in them. What do you think about teachers living at the school they teach in? Tell us what you think. Text ROUNDUP to 63735. That's the word ROUNDUP, one word, to the number 63735. We may share your comments on the Florida Roundup on Friday. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez. Now back over to Andy.